Good evening. No victim left behind. In the near future, I will be introducing a law to several people in regards to victims of violence. The people who I will be presenting to include the Inspector General of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Mayor of Pittsburgh, and the Pennsylvania State Board of Nursing. My law will be called No Victim Left Behind. The Washington Post states that $4.3 trillion is spent on domestic violence internationally per year. Who pays for these bills? Where is this money going when everyone always says that there isn't any help for victims? Are victims truly receiving the help that they need? The answer is, of course, no. It's very sad to say that the victims pay for the services that aren't even rendered from hospitals, which conclude that no help is provided. My goal is to develop guidelines for doctors, nurses, and social workers to follow once the victim becomes patients in the hospital, thus leaving no victim behind. Today, I will be speaking upon issues that pertain to the reasoning that led to my action of wanting this particular change, the need for signatures for my petition, and some details about what my law consists of, the No Victim Left Behind law. Did you know that every single victim who goes to the hospital for assistance ends up with a bill and no plan of care is provided to them? One single sexual assault on average in the U.S., and this is only on average, costs $240,000. Not only is this outrageous, but victims continue to be forced to remain with their abusers if they have no place to go, which is very, very common. So that means the abuse is repeated over and over again. And this is because the police don't know what to do, and then the hospital discharges us back into the public. My law will force hospitals to provide the care that is needed, especially with the fact that victims pay for these visits. No Victim Left Behind law will ensure that safety is number one for victims and patients. Safe havens will be open to any victim who needs help. This includes all places where unwanted infants can be taken, a fire station, a police station, and of course, any hospital. But once a victim decides to run for shelter to one of these safe havens, the state has to get involved. Of course, any victim could go anywhere at any given moment if they are in need of assistance and if the situation is that bad. We want you to reach out. But it is very pertinent that the states and cities get involved with this crisis so that abusers can be held responsible. This will reduce the number of domestic violence incidents, resulting in stronger families, in turn, increasing the strength of our nation. One of the main places that my law will focus on is the hospital. I want this to be the main destination that the victim goes to. This is because assessment needs initiated immediately by medical personnel. Once the victim is assessed and a diagnosis of domestic violence is confirmed, the police will be called. This will also trigger the insurance companies to place a hold on any bill that is encountered until court proceedings are finalized. This is in hopes that my law will force abusers to pay for what they did, not the victim. And finally, a victim who becomes a patient will not be released from the hospital until a safe place is established for them and their family. Now, some people may say, well, there aren't any places for victims to be released to, then they'll be in the hospital for a long time. My law will give the hospital 48 to 72 hours to establish a safe haven for the patient. This implementation will force the hospitals to take the money from domestic violence bills and build subacute domestic violence centers, because then the hospitals will be overcrowded. This is my hope and my dream. Due to the horrible process that my children and I endured, policies need initiated immediately. I am requesting that you please sign my petition that I will be handing over to the people who I'm introducing my law to. I want to raise their eyebrows and show them that I'm not the only person concerned about this crisis. With your assistance, your signature can be vital for my journey of saving victims. I just spoke upon issues that pertain to the reasoning that led to my action of wanting this particular change, the need for signatures for my petition, and details about what my law consists of, the No Victim Left Behind law. Please join my forces and I as we fight for change in policies for domestic violence. Too many families are being destroyed right in front of our eyes. Let's finally break the silence of these abusers and of these institutions taking money from victims with no help provided to them. Thank you.